I believe we're ready to move on to waste. Ms. Bertocci, move on with waste discharge application. And I think we'll start with her quick introduction of what department staff is online with us.
Okay, I'm bringing up my screen again. I hope everyone can see. Oops, wrong one. I'll scroll down. Here we are. Nordic has, as you all know, applied for a waste discharge license to
can
operate.
Can you let us know what staff are on with us too?
Okay.
Yeah.
The staff who have joined the meeting are Brian Cavanaugh, who's the Bureau Director for the Water section of the department, Greg Wood, Division Engineer, Division Director, Senior Environmental Engineer, Rob Moeller, Senior Environmental Engineer, and Angela Brewer, who is a biologist for the department. Okay, Nordic has applied for a waste discharge license for the proposed facility. And as I noted earlier, they have a proposed wastewater treatment plant that's going to be located proximate to Route 1, and that will be treating both the incoming fresh water and salt water that will be used in their grow-out facilities, and will also be treating the wastewater before discharge into Belfast Bay. There's a variety of techniques that are used throughout their process, including drum filtration for mechanical and biological treatment of incoming water, as well as, I believe, some of the wastewater. There are aerobic moving bed bioreactors that reduce organic matter and are involved in denitrification of some of the water, chemical precipitation of phosphorus, microfiltration in membrane bioreactors, sometimes referred to in the record as ultrafiltration because they're proposing 0.04 micron membranes to be used for that portion of the treatment. The wastewater treatment plant will obviously generate sludge that will be dewatered, and that material, the supernatant, would be returned to the treatment process. And before any discharge into Belfast Bay, there is ultraviolet disinfection of the effluent. So much of the information in the record involves the water wastewater treatment components. And then the next major component is the modeling of the discharge into Belfast Bay and how that water would, how the effluent would mix with the waters of the bay. Board members have received a briefing memo from staff looking at a number of the parameters associated with the effluent, including the temperature of the effluent, how it is diluted in the bay, both the near field and far field dilution, the effect of the biochemical oxygen demand and total suspended solids on water quality. And they also address effluent monitoring and ambient water quality monitoring, and total nitrogen and how total nitrogen is dispersed in the bay. And with that, I will turn it, I'll bring up just these two maps. Again, the quality here isn't great, and when we moved it over, we lost a lot of the wording on the maps, but these are attached to the board's, to the staff's memo to the board. So this one showing where monitoring occurred, and this one shows the, here we have the proposed development site. If you can see my cursor moving, this is the reservoir, Belfast Reservoir number one, the Little River, coming out the mouth of the Little River. The red dots here indicate wastewater, existing wastewater outfalls here and here, and the proposed one here. These are various monitoring points marked in yellow. The red areas indicate where the shore was surveyed for eelgrass, and I believe the only actual eelgrass at this point is down in this area, but I will let staff comment on that. But these maps are a little bit clearer in the attachments that the board members received. And from at that point. Turn it over. I'll stop the screen share, and we'll go to staff.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name, board members, my name is Greg Wood. As Ms. Bertocci said, I am